And then you went on to become a certified ski instructor, which was really unique and new at that during that time period.
Yeah.
Would you remember anything about how that, where you got certified or how that program worked?
Yeah. Getting a little senile.
No, that's okay if you don't
Getting,
remember
I
names.
don't mean a little senile, quite senile.
You remember, were you in New Hampshire for the certification or in
Yeah,
Vermont?
New Hampshire, mostly.
Was it an on-mountain test, something that you would have to do at this on the ski hill?
I'm trying to think of.
But then, so in 1940, though, after you got your certification, then you got a phone call from
Yeah.
Sepp Ruge. Did he just call you?
Yeah.
Really? Do you remember that phone call?
No, he came down to. I lived in Lebanon, New Hampshire. And we had a meeting in Hanover, the Hanover Inn. And we had quite a meeting, and we made a deal. I would come to Stowe and teach skiing. And we shook hands, everything, we made the deal. And he said, I'll send you a letter of confirmation. So I waited and waited and waited, and no letter. He finally called me up, and he says, aren't you coming? I said, well, you said you were going to send me a letter of confirmation, and I never got it. He says, well, come, and I'll pay you $5 a week more. So I went to school, Stowe.
What was Seth like? What was he like as a person?
He was very good. Sepp was good. He's Austrian, of course, and had a head of his own. yeah, Sepp was very good.
So you enjoyed working
Get
for
along
him?
fine.
So, what do you remember the day that you drove up to the mountain for the first time? What were your impressions?
See, I don't remember much, but we didn't go very straight up the hill like you go now. Used to go out around that. Didn't go up the straight up the hill. Used to go around in towards what's in there. And then you just have to go around that mountain to get up to the top.